Blog Talk Radio.
You are the desire of our hearts this day. Lord, you are the desire of all the nations. And so, Father, we gather here from many nations and many people, and we join our hearts together to say, Lord, that in everything we do this day, in every time we spend, in every thought we think, Lord, in every meditation that we are involved with, Lord, may it all be an act of worship to your great and glorious name. Blessed be your name, O God. Amen.
If I had a baby boy, would I give him away to say? save the lives of people who might not even care. Lord, I know your love is greater than mine could ever be. Thank you for the sacrifice you made at Calvary. Tears are cast away.
time, bring yourself this far, take us back again. You brought us out to lead us into the promised land. You did not bring us out this far, take us back again. You brought us out to lead us into the promised land. Lord, there be giants in the land, we will not be afraid. Land. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. He brought us out to lead us into the promised land.
Thank you. Holy Spirit. Spirit fill this room. We need your presence. We need you. We need.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come, Father God, on this afternoon. Amen. To give your name the praise, the glory, and to give your name all the honor. To say thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to come. Thank you, Father God, for your grace. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for working it out. Father God, hallelujah. Thank you for canceling every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and our families and our destiny. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power in the name. We thank you for the power in the person. We thank you for the power in the spirit. We can say thank you for the power, the dunamis power, the Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah, the rain downing power. Hallelujah. We bless your name on today, Father. God, we thank you, Father God, for our lives, for health, for strength. Oh, Father God, for making ways out of no ways, for doors, opening doors, favor. Oh, Father God, manifested favor. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for your people everywhere, Father God. We pray for all the leaders, Father, in your kingdom, in the fivefold ministry. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory for the body of Christ, Father God. Oh, God, those who have just come into the kingdom, those, Father God, who are serving in the kingdom, examples in the kingdom, overcoming in the kingdom. Father God, we thank you for each and every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Even right now, Father God, we pray for those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins. We pray that they will obtain the will to know you, the will to turn, the will to confess, the will to believe, the will to receive, Father, before it's too late. And Father God, while there's still time, that they can serve you, Father God, before the time expires in their personal journey. So Father God, this is our prayer. Father God, we pray for the hurting. We pray for the bereaved. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And we just say thank you. We pray for the children. God bless the children. Bless the children, Father God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we honor you and we bless you and we praise you even right now. Bless our services on today. Father God, we're in you and you alone will get the glory. You and you alone will get the honor. You and you alone will get the praise, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah. We say thank you in Jesus' name. We bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Father, we commit this service into your hands, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And we like to say welcome, 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 welcome to our Sunday fellowship services here. Amen. And Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, and we do welcome you. We do thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the platform where we meet 7 days a week. Amen. On Monday through Saturdays, we meet on the same platform at 6 a.m. in the mornings. Amen. Glory be to God. That's Eastern time. Amen. For our spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. And then we are back here on Sundays at the 12 o'clock hour. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. We also have an altar prayer where we meet 5 days a week, 2 times a day. Amen. Hallelujah. You're free to call in and give us your prayer request. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. We Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. And then we also have our 24-hour, 7 days a week, amen, streaming on television, amen, YouTube, Roku, amen, hallelujah, and all the other various channels, amen. So we bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, amen. Tell the Lord thank you, amen. So, amen, thank you, amen, for fellowshipping with us, amen. And we're going to go directly into the Word of God on today, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We just want to talk to you a little bit of this morning, amen, about a glimpse of heaven, a glimpse of heaven. And Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, amen, are acceptable, hallelujah, in your sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, our strength. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. We really, really love the Lord. Amen. We really do love the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to turn your attention, amen, to the book of Psalms, chapter number 39, verse number 4. And it reads like this. O Lord, let me know my end, and how many days I have to live. Let me know that I do not have long to stay here. Amen. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Beloved, amen. The next time you drive through a tunnel and come out on the other side, remind yourself, that's how death will be for every redeemed child of God. You say good night on earth and hear good morning in heaven. Beloved, Dr. Ross explained that most of us go through the following stages when we face the prospect of dying. The first stage that we go through is the shock stage. You know, oh my God, oh my God. You know, like we're in shock, you know. We, is this real? We're frozen, you know. Oh, my God. We're stunned. Oh, my God. So we stay there, amen, and we stay there, amen, for a while, amen. And then, beloved, amen, we go through what we call a denial stage, see. And that denial stage is a stage that says it can't be true. There's absolutely no way. I don't believe it. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. It's no way. Death's got to go. Get up out of here. You know what I mean? And not me. You know, we're invincible. I've got work to do. You know, I'm going to live a long time. You know, so we go through, amen, what we call the denial stage. Like, it ain't no way. It ain't no way. Not me. Not now. See, not ever. Then after we stay in that denial stage for a while, and we wear ourselves out in the denial stage, the third stage that we go through is the anger stage. And this is where we, you know, ask, why me? Why me? Why me? Why not? I'm living, you know, good. I'm a good person. I'm doing, you know, everything that I know how to do. I'm doing what I believe the Lord would have me to do. I'm better than my neighbors. I'm better than a lot of my family members. You know, I'm one of the best people I know. You know, I love people. I obey my parents. And, you know what I mean? Why me? Why all the people around me? Why me? All the people in the world? Why me? See, so we fight at that stage and we wrestle, amen, at that stage. See, why me? And after we've worn ourselves out at that particular stage, then the next stage that we go through is the bargaining stage. And this is where we try to bargain with God. You know, asking God to spare us, you know, and we will do something for you. God, if you just let me live another 10 years, another, just give me a little bit more time, Father, on earth, and I'll do this for you, and I'll accomplish this for you. Glory be to God. Father, if you just spare me, Father, glory be to God, you can count on me, amen, to go where you have me to go and do what you have me to do. And Father God, I'm just asking. This is where we try to bargain with God. And we saw this, amen, in King Hezekiah's life, amen, when he found out that his time had expired on planet Earth, and he wanted to bargain with God. Now, God did grant his request. When he turned his face to the wall, amen, God gave him an additional 15 years, amen. And so we go through this stage, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God where we want to bargain. Then the next stage after we get finished cutting deals with the Lord, after we get finished bargaining with God, glory be to God, and pleading with God, then, beloved, the next stage is the depression stage. Now, the depression stage, beloved, is when, you know, we say it's all over. I have nothing to look forward to. We give up. We give up. You know what I mean? It's over. My life on earth is over. I wish I had done things better. I wish I had done things differently. I'm about to go. I'm going to, you know, leave my children behind, my family behind, my goodies behind. You know, my money behind, all my clothes, you know, all my dreams. And so we sort of sit there in a depression stage, feeling sorry for ourselves, amen, reminiscing and crying, glory be to God. And this is stage, amen. Then after we've been in the depression stage long enough, see, now we go through, amen, what psychologists call the testing stage. Now, the testing stage, beloved, is when we ask, what can I do to make my remaining days worthwhile? Well, since the doctor has already given me 30 days to live, since, you know, since my time here is real short, since I know that I might not live to see the end of the year, I might not live to see my next birthday, I might not live to be here next year, glory be to God, what can I do? What contributions can I make? What can I do to leave a memory of myself? What contribution can I make to this generation? Glory be to God. What type of inheritance? Where can I leave my mark? And so we wrestle through that stage, amen, and trying to figure out, you know, since it's going to be, you know, what can we do? See? And then, beloved, amen, we go through the last stage that the psychologists call the acceptance stage. Now, the acceptance stage, amen, is when, amen, we say it doesn't make sense to fight the inevitable, where we just surrender. Well, everybody going to die. Well, I guess this, you know, this is my time. You know what I mean? It's my time. You know, and we put our business in order. Our will is notarized. You know, our papers. We got our insurance policies. We got everything where it needs to be. And Lord, whenever you come, amen. It's when I'm ready to go, amen. So these are the eight stages, beloved, that we process, amen. When we know that our time is near. And we truly do believe, amen, that the Lord, amen, does, amen, prepare, amen, his children, amen, because the scripture, amen, glory be to God, in Psalms 39:4, O Lord, let me know my end and how many days I have to live. Let me know that I do not have long to stay here. Amen. So, beloved, when we pray, amen, God hears our prayers. Excuse me. God answers our prayers. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. But the truth is, beloved, the moment we were born, we all began to run out of time. It's just that. In the wonder and excitement of childhood and adolescence, beloved, and the busyness and the stresses of midlife, that we don't think much about it. See, we're like the hypochondriac, beloved, who put the words on his tombstone, and he writes, I expected this, but not just yet. But as we age and realize that we've got less time ahead of us than behind us, we begin to pray, glory be to God, with the psalmist, amen, as he writes in Psalms 90, verse number 2, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Glory be to God. Teach us, Lord. Teach us to live every day like it's our last day. Teach us not to squander the time. Teach us, Father, to know, amen, that there's not much time, that there is an end. There is an expiration date. There is a time to be born. There is a time to die. We're not here on earth forever. So this is why you told us not to fall in love with the world, of the world, because it's all a temporary situation, beloved. As a child, children of God, we're on assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. We are ambassadors for God. Amen. We're here to do the work of the kingdom. And when the work is over, glory be to God, we will fly away, beloved. Someone, amen, asked a great preacher once, amen, and asked him, amen, do you have dying grace? And then the preacher replied, he said, not today, but I will when I'm dying. Beloved, and the grace that has saved and sustained you thus far will be with you as you transition from your lesser life into your greater life. Beloved, the spiritual is the greater. Amen. I had a conversation with someone last week, and they was talking about the earthly world and the spiritual world, and they referred to the earth as the real life. And I had to correct them. I said, no. I said, the real world is the spiritual world. And when we transition, beloved, amen, we move from our lesser life into our greater life. And this is why the Jesus Christ says in St. John chapter number 11 and verse number 25, it reads, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Oh, my God. What beautiful, beautiful portions of scriptures. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. There's a country song out in the world. You might have heard it. Maybe you've even sung it. Amen. And the song goes, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Why? Sometimes it's because we're not sure that we're ready. See, we're not ready. Did we do enough? Did we do the right thing? Did we do the wrong thing? Is there more to experience? We haven't seen the world. We haven't explored the world. We haven't reached our goals. See, whatever it is, we process that. But beloved, hallelujah, you can be. You can be ready. And I'm talking to everyone out there today. Amen, beloved, hallelujah, because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. You're not going to always be receiving a phone call. I received this weekend alone, since in the last 48 hours, I've gotten report of eight people in my circle that have transitioned and gone on to be with the Lord. Eight people, their family members have died. Beloved, I come to tell you, glory be to God, there's not going to always be a day when people are going to be receiving phone calls and emails, and amen, that somebody else died, but one day, amen, somebody is going to get the report that you have transitioned, that you have gone on. And someone else will be preparing, amen, for your funeral. Glory be to God. Your holiday party. Glory be to God. Because it will be a holiday if you die right. Amen. And so, beloved, inasmuch as we know it is inevitable, amen, we can be ready for that special day. I just celebrated, amen, a special birthday in my life. Amen. Glory be to God. And we prepare for birthdays. We prepare for holidays. Amen. We had some beautiful holidays. Oh, I love Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Amen. Christmas, New Year's. Amen. Glory be to God. And 4th of July and Memorial Day. And some of us make our own holiday. We don't need no special holiday to celebrate. We have our own holidays. Amen? Amen. But beloved, amen, the same way we prepare for our children's birthdays and family events and family reunions, amen, hallelujah, I want to tell you this morning, amen, that you can prepare. Amen? Number one, beloved, you can prepare spiritually and you can prepare emotionally. Amen. For that day, hallelujah, when you transition, hallelujah, from earth to heaven. Jesus says in our scripture here, beloved, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe the words of scripture? Do you believe Jesus' words? Do you believe, glory be to God, that Jesus said, amen, once we receive him as our Lord and Savior, That's the only dying we're going to do. That is your day of death. Hallelujah. You are born again. Your life has begun. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He said that is the last taste of death, amen, that you will ever experience in that born-again experience. Beloved, when you put your trust in Christ, death is not the end of you, but the beginning of the best version of you. Oh, my God, my God. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things, amen, become new. Hallelujah. It is the beginning of the new you, the best you. Hallelujah. The you in Jesus Christ. Number two, beloved, you can prepare relationally. And you may say, well, how, Pastor? Good question. I'm glad you asked. Glory be to God. And the answer is this. By letting the key people in your life know on a regular basis how much you care about them. Don't wait, beloved, until it's too late. Don't wait and let guilt fall in. Now you're spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on flyers, on flowers and other stuff, you know, that the people can't see. Amen. The people can't feel. The people can't touch. Don't let guilt set in. Don't wait for tomorrow what you can do today. Amen. Sitting around at the repast talking about what you was going to do and you had plans on doing it but never got around to doing it. No, beloved. I mean, you can give people their flowers while they are alive. Amen. And you don't even have to spend any money for it. Amen. Glory be. That simple card in the mail, a letter in the mail, a telephone call, a text message, whatever way the Holy Spirit is leading you to do, let people know. Amen. Open your mouth and tell them how much you love them. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Just call them. I didn't want anything today. Just want you to know I love you. Just want you to know I'm praying for you. Just want you to know I appreciate you. Amen. Beloved, do it on a regular basis. Don't just wait for special days and holidays. Amen. Hallelujah. But let the people in your life know how much you care about them, beloved. You must also forgive anyone who has hurt you and seek their forgiveness if you hurt them. Glory be to God. We can't carry unforgiveness in our hearts. And we know that's a tough piece, amen, but God has got to make it easy. Glory be to God. We know some of us have truly been hurt, but God to make it easy. See? But, beloved, what we must remember is why inasmuch as most of us and all of us somewhere along our journey has been hurt, amen, by other people, and if the truth of the matter be told, amen, a lot of us have hurt other people, see, known and unknown. See, and so we must ask for their forgiveness. See, and the same way we want them to forgive us, see, we must forgive others, see, as they have hurt us. And this is why we find in Mark chapter number 11, verse number 25, and Jesus says this, glory be to God, hallelujah. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. Glory be to God. Forgive, you see that? Your forgiveness is contingent upon who you forgive. Hallelujah. And this is, hallelujah, the word of the Lord, hallelujah. And beloved, amen, the last, amen, point, amen, wherein you can, hallelujah, be ready, hallelujah, is you can prepare financially. One of Christ's last acts on the cross was to commit the care of his mother to one of his disciples. Beloved, good stewardship requires that you leave a valid will with clear instructions concerning your earthly possessions and how you want your funeral to be handled. This is a very, very difficult situation in a lot of cultures, beloved. And I had a conversation with some people yesterday who used to be in the insurance business, but they decided to leave the insurance business because they found out it was very difficult in certain cultures to talk about insurance. People don't want to talk about death. People won't buy a life insurance policy. People don't have wills. And beloved, when you die without a will, it is mass confusion. All the cousins show up when there's no will. All the cousins show up, amen, to get a piece, glory be to God, when there is no, it is mass destruction because you didn't take, glory be to God, a couple minutes. And basically, I have resources where someone can get a will done free of charge. It won't cost you a dollar to sit down and have everything laid out, beloved. Amen. This is what we call good stewardship. Good stewardship. Amen. I have people around me, and I try to encourage everyone. I have people have everything laid out. This is where my funeral is going to be. This is just going to do the eulogy. This is who I want this person to sing a song. I want you to bury me over here. And this is my outfit. I want to wear that one right there, the white one in the closet, the red suit. Amen. This is what I want. Bury me next to my mama. Glory be to God. And when the instructions are clear like that, there's no confusion. There's no argument. There's not even no discussion because your last wishes, amen, it's being carried out the way you desire to be carried out. There's no sibling. You don't have to worry about your children and your family members and your cousins, amen, coming in. Glory be to God. If someone shared with us on yesterday, the man died. He had a few dollars in the bank, amen. I think he had over $100,000 in the bank, over $100,000. He died on a Thursday without a will. And by Monday, the bank account was empty. In 2 days, the bank account was empty. All the cousins showed up. Why? Because he did not have a will in place. He did not have his business in order, beloved. But we are, amen, the Lord is counting us to be on good standard, glory be to God, and to be good stewards. And this may not be a pleasant thought, but it is your spiritual responsibility. And this is why Apostle Paul writes, amen, in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 23. He says, I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Well, you may ask, why did Paul say heaven was far better? Well, he said heaven was far better because heaven is far better. Because God had already given him a glimpse into heaven. Beloved, I'm coming to tell you, glory be to God, God wants to give you a glimpse into heaven. Oh, one glad morning. When this life is over, we will fly away. Hallelujah. One glad morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. David, amen, felt the same way. And Paul, our Apostle Paul, is in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Amen. And we see here, amen, where God has given him a glimpse of heaven. He said, look, I want to go. I know it's some work down here for me on earth, but I want to go. Amen. But not only Apostle Paul, we see it in the Old Testament with our brother David, King David. Amen. He felt the same way that Apostle Paul felt. Amen. We read where David wrote in Psalms 16 and 11. And he says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures. Amen. Forevermore. Oh, we blessed be the name of the Lord. So, beloved, we want to encourage you today, the glory be to God, hallelujah, to live your best life. Live your best life ever. Go for it. Amen. Whatever the Lord is calling you to do, amen. Prepare yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. To do it. Hallelujah. Take the calculated risk. If the Holy Spirit is leading you to step out on faith, amen. Step when the Lord says step. Amen. Hallelujah. Go for the gusto. Living the life, the abundant life, the blessed life, the fruitful life, loving other people, glory be to God, expressing that love, amen, forgiving other people, hallelujah, and asking them for your forgiveness, amen, walking by faith and not by sight, counting your days, hallelujah. But knowing that, hallelujah, that it's all going to come to an end one day, amen, years ago, amen, before Jeff Bezos, who is the second richest person in the world, he's the owner of Amazon, amen, and now the richest person in the world, amen, is Elon Musk, amen, who is in charge of Tesla, which is the electric cars. He's the richest man in the world. But years ago, beloved, amen, there was another person. I think his name was Churchill. Can't think of his name right now. He was the richest person in the world a few years ago. Amen. And so when he died, amen, when he died, and they, the people standing at the graveyard, they with all his millions and millions and billions of dollars, amen, and they're standing around, and they, one man asked the other, said, well, what did he leave? What did he leave? Amen. And he answered all of it. He left all of it. All $10 billion, he left all of it. Amen, beloved. We have to know, glory be to God, hallelujah, we brought nothing into this world, and we're not taking nothing behind. Don't fall in love with the stuff. Don't fall in love with the world. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, when we see Jesus, when we see Jesus, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. The beloved, amen, the next time, amen, you're on the highway, the next time, amen, you're on a long distance trip, short distance trip, amen, you drive through that tunnel, amen, hallelujah. I know every time I go to New York, amen, we have to go through the tunnel, amen, glory be to God, and you go through that tunnel and you come out on the other side, amen, just remind yourself, that's how death will be for every redeemed child of God. You say good night to the earth and you say a good morning in heaven. Now, hallelujah, weeping may endure for night, but joy cometh in the morning. Now, we might sow in tears, oh, glory be to God, but we're going to reap in joy. I come to encourage you today that your living is not in vain. Your life is not in vain, and whatever you do for Christ is going to last. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you today to be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. I want to encourage you today to be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Keep on keeping on. Seek the will of God for the glory of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things going to be added unto you. Oh, beloved, don't be discouraged. Man may not give you the appreciation that you desire. Man may not acknowledge you for your good works, but it's okay. I want you to know, glory be to God, when you see Jesus, he shall bring his rewards with him. You shall be rewarded. You shall receive a golden crown. He is watching every you take, every word you speak. I come to tell you that God sees you when man does not see you. I come to tell you that God will recognize you when man does not recognize you. I come to encourage you that you perform for an audience of one, and you're going to see him one day. There's no way around it. For the absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. All glory be to God. You might leave a great portion portion of people on earth mourning your death, but that's okay. The angels and God himself will be in heaven to receive you and to welcome you into eternal life. I want to encourage you to stay focused. Hallelujah. Don't let the drama of the world and the distractions of the world pull you over on the wrong side of the tracks. I want to encourage you to don't drop the bloodstained banner, but hold it up. Oh, glory be to God, and keep pressing in, because the angels are cheering you on. The Bible says we have a great cloud of witnesses, and they're cheering us on to get to the finish line. Don't allow the devil to bamboozle you. Don't allow him to trip you up and snare you quit before, amen, you finish your course. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, shall reward you for your faithfulness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. These men had a glimpse of heaven. And I'm coming telling you that we have one too. When we look into the word, God doesn't tell us the whole thing, but he tells us enough to know that there's going to be the pearly gates of heaven, the streets of gold, a place where the sun is always shining. 24/7. There's no darkness there. There's no crying there. There's no sorrow there. There's no struggle there. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Hallelujah. Now, do you know him? Do you know, hallelujah, the man, the God named Jesus? Do you know him? Do you know him, beloved? Amen. Do you know him? Hallelujah. Out of the 8 people that have died, amen, this weekend in the last 48 hours, amen, that I have been aware of, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. I don't know how many of them, amen, knew Jesus. I know some of them did and some of them did not, far as we know, beloved. Amen. And that is the time to cry. That is the time to weep. Amen. When you take your last breath on earth and you slip into eternity without Jesus in your heart, it's a sad day. Beloved, it's a sad day. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's only 2 places for our eternal destination. It's either heaven or hell. Amen. And there's only 1 way into heaven, and that's through Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. But beloved, you can make a decision right now. Right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Not just to prepare but to prepare, amen, to live the balance of your days on earth in the will of God and in the blessing of God. You must know Jesus. You must acknowledge Jesus. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, it's so simple. It's difficult, but it's simple. It's difficult because it goes beyond the realm of our intellect. It goes beyond the realm of our understanding. So that's the difficult part, beloved. But it's simple when we just trust God to move in the spirit and know that God is spirit. His word is spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. And his word is spirit and truth. And his word simply states, if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, ye shall be saved. And that's the beginning. We know some other things. You have to be baptized, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. But let's do first things first. We don't have to complicate the matter. We don't have to complicate it. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's do the first thing first. Amen. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, I wouldn't wait until after the dinner, after the party, after you get your new job, after you move, after you get married, after you get divorced, when the baby comes, my children go to graduation. No. Cut all that. Cut all that. Beloved, our souls are still crying out, amen, for the hundreds of people. Over 100 people died in Florida. Hundreds of people are dying. 3 people die every 2 seconds. And all those people had plans. All those people had plans, what they was going to do next year, what they was going to do for Christmas, what they was going to do when they got older, what they was going to do when the children graduated. All of those people had plans that never came to fruition. I come to encourage you, don't wait, amen, to make another plan, but plan right now in this moment to give your heart to Jesus. How? Amen. Just repeat after me. Just stop for a minute. It's not going to take long. It's only going to take about a minute. Just stop right where you at right now. Just stop. Put the pot down. Turn the TV off. Pull over if you're driving. Just pull over. Just pull over. Park. Just pull over. You don't have to park. Just pull over. It's only take 1 minute. Your destiny depends on this. And repeat after me. Father, I come to you. I am a sinner. I was born in sin. I was shapen in iniquity. I lived the life of a sinner, doing what I wanted to do. And I come to you this morning, and I ask that you would forgive me. Forgive me for moving in the wrong direction. Forgive me and moving in the way that seems right, but wasn't right. Forgive me for breaking your heart. Forgive me for moving in the opposite direction of your will. I come this morning, humble as I know how, and I ask that you would forgive me for every sin that I have committed. As I open my heart and open my mouth, and I say that I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Savior. And I invite Jesus to come and live in my heart right now, this moment. Save my soul. Deliver me from my iniquities. And help me to live for you and follow you all the balance of the days of my life. And this I will do in Jesus' name. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for redeeming me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Woo-wee, baby, baby, baby. Woo, woo, woo. My God, I feel good right now. Somebody receive Jesus on that prayer. Ha! Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing. We're rejoicing with you. Amen. Huh? That's your first step in the Lord's kingdom. Your first step. We're going to help you. We're going to help you grow, but that's your first step. Not your last step, your first step. But guess what? It might be your last step. Because some of you that gave your life to Jesus is now, you know what? If you were to die today, car accident, your heart stopped beating, brain aneurysm, burst, amen, stomach aneurysm. You could have an aneurysm anyway. You can have an aneurysm in your stomach. Huh? Glory be to God. If you die today, guess what? Guess where you going? When we all get to heaven. Ah, it's the greatest miracle on planet Earth. It's the greatest miracle in the universe. Hallelujah, your soul salvation. So welcome to the family of God. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to invite you, amen, to our altar prayer here on the same platform, Monday through Fridays. Amen. 12 o'clock noon Eastern time and 9 p.m. Call in sometime. We know you guys are out there listening. Amen. So I'm going to call in one day. Take this telephone number down, and we want you to call in. Call in tomorrow. Call in this week. Amen. You don't need, amen, a PIN number. Call in at 385-799-9729. 385-799-9729. 865-799-9729. And if your cell phone provider charged you to call in, let us know and we'll reimburse you. While we're working on our 800 number, we will reimburse you. Amen. Call in. Give us your name. Amen. We're not going to harass you. We just want to love up on you. Amen. And we will pray with you and we will pray for you. And let us know that you gave your life to Jesus. Let us know that this ministry has been a blessing to you. Amen. We just want to hear from you. Amen. We also invite you to meet us 5 o'clock in the morning on social media platform at the morning altar. Amen. And also back on the same platform, 6 o'clock every morning for our spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. We love you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If the Lord is leading you, amen, to sow a seed, amen, into the fruitful, this fruitful soil, this vineyard over here is fruitful. Why? Amen. Because we're doing the Lord's work. Amen. In the spirit of service and the spirit of love. Amen. And souls are being changed and impact such as yours. Amen. So we ask that you would consider sowing, amen, that the work of the Lord will, the work of the Lord is going to continue anyhow, amen. But when you sow, you become a partaker of the fruit, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. Several ways that you could sow, go to our website at lifewordjesus.org, amen, and sow your best seed there, amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And our cash app is $ Life Word Jesus. Life Word Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We pray that everybody will have a wonderful, 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 wonderful week. Amen. I met with some people yesterday and I don't know. All we want to say is God is doing something. God is doing something, and we want to thank God for what he's doing. Amen. It's been my pleasure to serve. Amen. And we're looking forward to meeting all of you. We're looking forward, Lord's willing, before this year is out, we should have some things stationed and there we, amen. And if we're not in our new building by then, glory be to God, we want to still do something, amen, to meet all of you. Amen. At some event, if it's nothing more than a Zoom celebration, amen, we want to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are looking forward to meeting all of you. Amen. Face to face in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we continue to do in this day, we thank you for helping us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We thank you for the delivery of your word. We thank you for giving us a glimpse of heaven. And oh, my God, joy, joy, joy. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Then when we get to heaven, we're not going to want to come back to earth. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We say thank you for everything. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer. Amen, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Amen and amen. Everybody, amen. Be blessed. And we look forward to connecting with you next week, Lord's willing. Amen. Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Boom.